cloud computing or services-based computing really has the potential to increase the agility and innovation within the government as well as the private sector, and also provide for increased collaboration between various agencies, things that we've never really had before. Everybody had their own data center, their own applications, their own way of doing things. By moving to the cloud, the government can go ahead and leverage common infrastructure and common applications. Vivek had the foresight, and the team that he was working with had the wherewithal to pull together specific actions for moving to the cloud. And his interaction with the Tech America Cloud 2 Commission helped to produce some recommendations that were just released yesterday that provide for greater depth of knowledge in terms of what the cloud means to the government and very specific recommendations on how to get there.
We have the coverage of those recommendations at federalnewsradio.com right now. You write in this piece in Washington Technology that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. It should be noted that Kundra supported public clouds as well as private clouds and encouraged agencies to explore both avenues. Why is that so significant, do you think?
Well, one of the reasons is the government has had a cloud-first policy where any new application, any new initiative really needs to be considered in the cloud first so that you have the ability to have the best, most scalable, most agile, most cost-effective environment. And it's very simple for somebody to take their existing data center and basically relabel it as a private cloud. Vivek wanted to make sure that that didn't happen. And what was happening was people were moving towards services-based computing that really embraced what the cloud was all about instead of just slapping a marketing label on something that's already there.
The third of your 4 points that should stay when Vivek Kundra leaves is a robust FedRAMP program. There are some folks that are speculating about whether FedRAMP will continue at all, and you obviously are, since it made your list, it's something that you think should stay around. What is it about FedRAMP that is so valuable, do you think?
FedRAMP's a great start. Really what it does is it helps to unify a lot of the services delivered by the government and helps the government to take a look at computing as a holistic entity in a way of serving the needs of its constituents instead of just a set of applications or storage that they would utilize. By moving to FedRAMP, by having actionable recommendations and measurements associated with the government's use of computing, we can help to increase collaboration between agencies and make sure that these agencies are learning from each other and are continually growing the program instead of trying to manage applications that they may have had in place for years that have proven ineffective. FedRAMP is moving us in the direction where agencies have very specific guidelines that they must follow and are able to report on those and have performance-based metrics associated with those.
All right. Then the fourth on your list of four elements to keep after Vivek Kundra leaves government is strong White House support. What's different about the relationship that Vivek has with the White House that maybe Karen Evans and Mark Forman didn't have?
Yeah, one of the real benefits that Vivek had is he had the ear of the president. By having that as a reporting structure and being able to get in and discuss with the president key information-related issues, information governance and assurance issues, he could be assured that he understood what the needs of the overall administration was, as well as had direct support from the highest levels of government to make sure that things get done. It's essential in today's information-centric economy.
I've got, as we mentioned, your commentary linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Kurt Romer writing about the four elements of Vivek Kundra's strategy that should stay when he leaves. And, Kurt, I appreciate you being on to talk about it with me today.